During Shaktipat, after Kedarji tapped me on my head with peacock feathers, I felt waves of peace quieting everything. Several minutes later, he returned and touched spots on my face and head. And while he was doing this, my eyes remained closed, but although they were closed, I could see Bhagawan Nityananda to Kedarji's side, following him as he went around the room. And after Kedarji touched these various spots on my face, my head felt like it was floating away, and then the rest of my body began floating away as well. And as I breathed in, it felt like my body was expanding and filling the room. And then the body very gently burst like a balloon, and I just let it go and let it float away. I was breathing very deeply and spending long periods of time in the spaces between the breaths. And as my breathing slowed and nearly came to a stop, I recognized that I was hovering in a void, but with no body. I was nothing but a pulse of a breath, filling and releasing into this void. And one thing that I noticed was that while this void was massive, it was also so, so gentle and welcoming. There was no fear in this place, and there were no boundaries. And as I remained in this state, my breath became more and more spread out in the void until it merged completely with everything around me. It got to the point where there was no difference between this void and my breath. The entire void became my breath, and I had no sense of separation between me and this place where I was floating. I had no concept of where my breath was. It was everywhere and nowhere at the same time. And a little bit later, I heard a vibration in the void that picked up strength as the meditation continued. Here and there, there would be little flashes of light, mostly white, but a couple times they were also a bright blue or purple color. And at some point, while I was seeing these little flashes, I saw what appeared to be a silhouette of Shiva, almost as though it were made out of clouds. And so inwardly I asked, "Shiva, is that you?" And inwardly I received the message, "There is nothing that is not me." And after that, the silhouette just dissolved and went away. And so I just continued to literally hang out there, just content. I don't know how long the meditation was, but it felt like it was only about 15 minutes long. And what was especially notable was that every meditation for the remainder of the intensive weekend, I melted right back into this same place, and I had the same experience, almost like the whole weekend was my Shaktipat. And I came out of this experience really in awe at how gentle and subtle my Shaktipat was. During the Kriya process, I constantly feel like I have to be in fight mode, like I have to fight my tendencies and beat them to win and move forward on the path. But this experience in Shaktipat showed me how difficult I make things and how simple and peaceful and gentle my sadhana could be if I just stopped fighting and let go. And I am so, so thankful for my guru's grace that allowed me to have this experience and to see this for myself.